Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is 1 Chronicles chapter 19. And as usual, let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for this gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and what you have done and what you have failed to do, Father. May you forgive us all the plans that we have, Father. Put them into your hands. That may you bless us, Father. May you bless the works of our hands and let all our dreams and aspirations align with yours, Father. All those who are sick, all those who have lost hope, Father, all those who are starving, Father, all those who are suffering, you know all our problems from our hearts, Father. May you give us the hope and fill us with the Holy Spirit to know that the storm will definitely come to an end. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. David defeats the Ammonites. In the course of time, Nahash, king of the Ammonites, died, and his son succeeded him as king. David thought, I will show kindness to Hanun, son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. So David sent a delegation to express his sympathy to Hanun concerning his father. When David's convoy came to Hanun in the land of the Ammonites to express sympathy to him, the Ammonite commander said to Hanun, do you think David is honoring your father by sending envoys to you to express sympathy? Having not his envoys come to you, explore and spy out the country and overthrow it? So Hanun seized David's envoy, shaved them off, cut off their garments at the buttocks, and sent them away. When someone came and told David about the men, he said, He sent messengers to meet them, for they were greatly humiliated. The king said, stay at Jericho till your beards have grown, and then come back. When the Ammonites realized that they had become obnoxious to David, Hanun and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire chariots and charioteers from Haram Naharim, Haram Makkah, and Zoba. They hired 32,000 chariots and charioteers, as well as the king of Makkah with his troops, who came and camped near Medeba, while the Ammonites were mustered from the towns and moved out for battle. On hearing this, David sent Joab out with his entire army of fighting men. The Ammonites came out and drew up in battle formation at the entrance of their city, while the kings who had come were by themselves in an open country. Joab saw that they were in battle lines in front of him and behind him, so he selected some of the best troops in Israel and deployed them against the Arameans. He put the rest of the men under the command of Abisha, his brother, and they were deployed against the Ammonites. Joab said, if the Arameans are too strong for me, then you are to rescue me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will rescue you. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. Then Jacob and his troops with him advanced to fight the Arameans, and they fled before him. When the Ammonites realized that the Arameans were fleeing, they too fled before his brother Abisha and went inside the city. So Joab went back to Jerusalem. After the Arameans saw that they had been routed by Israel, they sent messengers and had Arameans brought from beyond the Euphrates River, with Shofok, the commander of Hadadezer's army, leading them. When David was told of this, he gathered all Israel and crossed the Jordan. He advanced against them and formed his battle lines opposite them. David formed these lines to meet the Arameans in battle, and they fought against him. But they fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 of their charioteers and 40,000 of their foot soldiers. He also killed Shofak, the commander of their army. When the vessels of Hadadezer saw that they had been routed by Israel, they made peace with David and became subject to him. So the Arameans were not willing to help the Ammonites any more. And this is the end of our Wonder Chapter. Truly, it's another relatively short Wonder Chapter. And I have just one message that really made me pick this Wonder Chapter for today. It comes from verse 13. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. Amen. Here we see Job and his brothers. They were literally surrounded by the enemies. Amen. They were in the middle. The Arameans were on one side, the Amorites were on the other side. And they had to fight. Amen. And what does he say? Be strong. He didn't say panic. He didn't say, what shall we do? He didn't say, oh my God, we are dead. He said, be strong. He's calling for his people to have some strength, his fellow warriors to have some strength. Why? Because he knew he was going to face something. Because he knew he was going for a battle. Amen. And that's the same thing the Bible is telling us today. Be strong. As Christians, we are on a journey. And it's not going to be smooth. It won't be chocolate and ice cream every day. It won't be a smooth ride. There are some days that we shall have hills and valleys. There are some days that we shall have potholes. But on all those days, we ought to be strong. It's a very powerful message. Just two words, but it literally says a lot. Be strong. Do not panic. Do not rush to panic. Do not fear. Why? Because you are on the Lord's team. We see Job and his fellow warriors were willing to fight for his people and God's city. Amen? God's city. Are you willing to defend the Lord? Can you defend the Lord right now? If someone came before you and said, but why do you serve the Lord? Do you have a reason? Are you able to defend the Lord? Now, I'm not saying, you know, some people will just come and try to disorganize you, amen? Some people will just come and try to force an argument over you. Now, I'm not saying you should fight, you know, with those people or not. But are you willing to defend the Lord? How do you defend the Lord? For example, you're a judge, someone is trying to bribe you, but you know what the Bible says, you know what you're told. Are you willing to refuse that bribe and defend the Lord? That's how you're defending the Lord. You're a traffic policeman. Amen? Are you going to be taking bribes? Not those cars that be in dangerous mechanical condition. Are you going to be taking bribes from them and they operate risking lives of people? Or are you going to do the right thing and stop them? That's how you defend the Lord. Amen? You're a doctor. Are you going to give a correct prescription and diagnosis? Or you're going to give wrong diagnosis and prescriptions because you want money? That's how you defend the Lord. And when you defend the Lord, listen, the Lord will do what is good in His sight. Amen? The Lord will do what is good in His sight. And that is what we should know. That at the end of the day, no matter what outcome that we face, remember the Lord did it because of what? The good that He sees in it. Sometimes you may not be able to see what the Lord has seen, but trust me, there is a reason why God has done what He has done. Amen? And that's what I had for you today. I want to get some time. Read 1 Chronicles chapter 19. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for the gift of everything. Father, I want to thank you for always being there with us. All the times that we have gone wrong, when we have sinned against you, Father, when we have forgotten to be strong, Father, may you please forgive us, fill us with the Holy Spirit, to always give us strength and to always persevere and not fear, Father. For we know that this is a journey and at the end we shall emerge victors. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.